He went out. He turned over. Oh, he got two. Next four. Then he thought, well, if I get one more, then be five. Then be really good meal for me. I can keep two. I can eat now three. And the morning, then I can eat two. Then be enough for me for a while. There he look around. Pretty soon he see another rock. There he waved over there. He turned that rock over. There's another one. Oh, he said, that's enough for now. Five now. Then he went sure. Then he thought, oh, I better go down the river. Little ways, then I'll camp. Then I'll make fire, then I cook my crawfish. Then he went. He was going. Then he thought, well, that's good enough now. I can camp over here. Then he went to pick up wood. Then he make fire. Then he cook his crawfish. He cook three and he keep two. He thought, well, I better cook it all five. Then two will be already cooked for morning. I just eat that, cause my fire might went out. Then I can't make fire right away, because everything be kind of damp or wet. Then I can't make fire. Good. Then really he make fire. Then he cook his. He scored fish all, and he sit down, he eat three. Oh, he thought on his mind, I'm all right now. I keep on like this, I'll be all right. Pretty soon, I might a fish for bullhead or something, then I'll be keep along all right. Oh, he lay down, he look around where he can sleep. He find nice stump, hollow, dry. Then he went to eat there and lay down. Then he went sleep. He went sleep. He woke up just getting daylight. Then he thought, oh, well, I better go out, see about my fire, maybe out. Because I didn't put big stick before I went to bed. He went out and he went where his fire. It was little coal see it burning. Then he pick up something dry. And he started his fire again. And he stayed there a while thinking what he could do. Oh, he thought, well, I'm going down the river. I'm going down the river. Because he do lots of crawfish all over this river here. I ain't going to leave the river, because if I leave this river here, I can't get nothing to eat, but I can eat crawfish, and pretty soon I might fish a bullhead or something, so I can get along all right. He went down the river, and pretty soon he looked way down, he see little shack smoking. Oh, somebody there. Now I'm all right. Maybe somebody I know. Then he went. He walk. Then he thought, oh, I better be picking up crawfish. Then he said, oh, I got two already cooked. He thought, I better eat that before I start in looking for some more. Because house over there, I can cook my crawfish there. Somebody there. And he sit down close to the bank. Then he started eating his crawfish. Oh, but it was nice. Tastes so good. Then he went, start again from there, walk down in the river. Here's one rock. He turned it over. Here's one crawfish he picked. Then he walk a little ways. He keep on doing that because pretty soon he got 10. Oh, he said, it'll be enough for now. It'll be 5 for me and 5 who that I'll go in over there. Who? People. Maybe I might know them. They know me. Enough 10. Then he start. Really, he got over there and he went and go in with that house. And one old fella, but he saw that old fella see him and said, hey, Alaska, I hear about you, you're coming. I hear about you, you'll be coming. And he said, yes, I'll be coming. I've been coming long time, but I come slow. I camp way over there. Oh, he said, sure, I'll be glad if you stay with me a while over here, because I'm kind lonesome here, nobody. Just me alone. The old man tell him. Then he thought, all right. Then he said, oh, he said, I got crawfish over here on my basket. He got little basket. He said, I got 10. I'll let you have 5, then me 5. Then we're going to have a good supper. And the old fella, he said, all right, sure, we all now here. We cook that. Got cooked. Then old man, he said, we got to go out and sit down close to the bank. Then we eat our crawfish. Then they went out. Then they sit down and eat. Oh, corn, he thought, it's pretty good. Now, he can stay with this old fella for a while. He can help him because he looks so old, and he can help him pick a wood or something. What he want him to help him. And he said, every evening I have to come over here, sit down, watch on this, what you call over here, a ripple, because steelhead always go up. I see steelhead, then I get my pole and go on a spear. Then I can have a good meal. But now, he said, you're young, you're strong, you can do that easy. Then we can get along all right, me and you. And Coon, he said, oh, I call you Grandpa. And the old fella, he said, I'll be glad if you call me Grandpa. It's all right. Now they sit down there and watch that ripple. And pretty soon, the old man, he said, you see that going up? And going, he tried to look, and he couldn't see nothing. And the old man, he said, you can see that fish going up end. And going, he said, oh, I couldn't see nothing because my eye, my grandma, you know, she put ashes on my eye. That's how I can't look her, and I can't look good. And the old man, he said, oh, it's too bad. I tell you what you can do. You can go out and wash your face. Wash your face good. Then you'll be all right. Maybe that ashes on your eye yet. Then you get clean, then you'll be all right. Then Cohen, he said, well, maybe I'll try right away. I ain't going away. Then he went out. The water down the bank. He washed his face. He looked all the same. He never changed all. And old man, he went in. And he come. He said, oh, I wash my face good. Never changed all. And old man, he said, well, you better rest a little bit. You better rest a little bit. Then I'll go out, me pretty soon. Watch that ripple. Because in the evening, that steel head always go up. And Cohen, he said, all right. Then the old man, he said, you can lay down right there. I'll be your bed right there, and me over here. And the fire between them, too. And he said, only thing I can tell you, Coon, you have to watch our fire. Don't let our fire go out, because it's hard to make fire if our fire go out. Oh, Coon, he said, oh, I wouldn't do that. I would let the fire out. I'll watch it. Then old man, he lay down, he went sleep. And him too, he lay down, he went sleep. And this old fella, he woke up, and sun was way down now. Then he thought, well, I better be going out. Sit down on the bank, watch. Then he took his pole and he went out. He sat down in the bank, right once, here fish going up, steelhead, two. And he went out, he weighed out and he speared the fish. He got one. Oh, he said, that's enough. You got the one, that's a big good. Half corn and half of me. We can eat that. Then he hauled his fish sure, and he went in, get his knife, and the corn he was all asleep. And he fixed the fire, then he went out. He cleaned the fish, all clean. Right the one scone, he woke up. He woke up, then he looked. Old fella already gone. Ah, he said. Grandpa, he left me. He didn't wake me up at all. Then he went out. He thought when he got up, he went out. The old man was sitting down. Cleaning the fish. And he said, oh, Grandpa, you have done something awful to me, ain't it? He said, what I do? Well, you didn't wake me up. Well, he said, I don't want to bother you because you're tired. You look awful tired. A time for me to get up, then I get up and I come out. Right, once I see the fish going up, And I got my pole and I went out the spear. Look what I had. Got the one. Oh, Ben Cohn, he said, oh, you're lucky, Grandpa. We're going to have a nice supper. And this old fella, he said, how you like to cook the fish? Boil or roast? Then go on, he said, oh, anyway good for me. I'm going to tell you how I want it. How you want to cook, well, go ahead. An old man, he said to me, I always roast my fish. I put all together, because I clean it, take the guts out and wash it good, and everything clean, then I roast it. And they all cooked. Then every time I want eat lunch, I just took a little bit and eat. They already cooked. Oh, come, he said, be all right. Oh, be good. Then old man, he went in and he got the rock and he got the moss. He got everything. Then he said, well, go and you better go get some skunk cabbage leaf. You'll get lots, because we're going to roast our fish. All right, go on, he said, he went. And you break some skunk cabbage leaf, everything, you know, he bring it in. An old man, all the red hot, his rock. Everything really warm, red. Well, he put on, while he roasts the fish, he picks it good and put all that moss and put all that skunk cabbage leaf. Then he put the fish. He put it all in business. and then he said, well, we can take it out till morning. It'll be all night there, this fish. We can take it out right away. So it'll be really cooked, really good cooked. And Cohn, he said, well, it's up to you, because it's you, you know, you cook. Then, really, they roast the fish, then they make fire in top. The fish you put that leaf on and put the ashes up, covered up with ashes, then they make fire in top for all night. And next morning, early in the morning, he get up, that old fella, then he took his fish out. And he got everything nice and clean, where he could put his cooked fish. He never throwed away nothing. He cooked whole fish, one steelhead. Because he took his fish and put it away, then he make fire. Pretty soon, Cohn, he wake up. Oh, he said to Grandpa, every time you never wake me up of your time to work, to do something, you ever wake me up so I can help you. Oh, old man, he said, oh, I can do myself. I don't want no help like that. I can do it myself. And the first time I roast my fish, that's how I roast my fish. Oh, well, Cohn, that's good. And old man, he said, well, You better go get some cold water. Then we're going to start eating now. And Colin, you got this bucket? He went out. He gets cold water.